buying a furnace or an air conditioner can be tough. After all, you can't exactly take a look under the hood.
For reliable heating and cooling, ask your Lennox dealer about Lennox products with a good housekeeping seal of approval.
Call GE Mechanical, 647-5700.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
This is Steve from GM Mechanical, your authorized Lennox dealer.
Lennox, a better place.
I'm Mid-America National Bank Business Development Officer Kevin Stevenson. We're all on the go these days. That's what makes mobile banking so useful.
I'm Mid-America Business Banking Associate Jody Wilcoxon. You can download our mobile banking app to view accounts, transfer money, pay bills, and even deposit checks, all from your mobile device.
No matter where you are, we are your bank for life. Mid-America National Bank in Canton, Cuba, Lewistown, and Macomb. Visit midnatbank.com and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Member FDIC.
Move over, other desserts. Introducing Till the Cows Come Home, a new premium ice cream. Whether you're feeling funky or spunky, you're sure to find a pint of Till the Cows Come Home to match your mood. Stop by the freezer section and pick up a pint of Till the Cows Come Home.
What flavor are you in the mood for? Get yours today at your Canton Hy-Vee, 825 North Main Street.
Are you dealing with pain, weakness, recovering from surgery, or just can't do the things you'd like to be able to do? Hi, I'm Adam Haynes, owner and operator of Haynes Physical Therapy in Canton. The solution to your problem may not be far away. At my clinic, you'll get a fresh perspective, professional courtesy, and compassionate service. Call today at 357-5470. Check us out on Facebook or on our website at HaynesPhysicalTherapy.com. Your best chance for recovery may begin right here. Haynes Physical Therapy. Build on a solid foundation.
Welcome back, everybody, here in Aledo. Prairieland Conference Game of the Week. And it's the crossover where we have Prairieland foes, the Farmington Farmers, and the Lincoln Trail foes, the Mercer County Golden Eagles. It was a weird first half. We'll break it down here in our halftime show, always brought to you by CJ's Hair and Nail Salon in Canton. CJ's is your full-service hair and nail salon. Call 647-4711 for your appointment today. Well, real quickly, what did you take from that first half on either side?
A lot of mistakes.
Yeah.
A lot of mistakes. Nobody was controlling anything that first half.
Offensively, stat updates always brought to you by Bistro 101 in downtown Canton. Your home for fresh, bold flavors and friendly faces, 647-2233 or thebistro101.com. Offensively for the Farmers, 123 yards total offense. Actually, got my math wrong there. Sorry, it's 184. Sorry, they've got 144 through the air, though. That's the big key. If you take that 82-yard Kenny touchdown out of the mix, offensively the Farmers haven't been great. You've got that touchdown, really got the momentum back. Then you had the 5-yard return on the fumble, which really was just a handoff to Jack Fletcher, and he headed the other way. And then the Farmer is marching down the field at 40 yards and getting Marion in from 5 yards out. Those are their three scores. On the other side, you had that first drive that started odd to start the game. You had the Golden Eagles getting their own kickoff, marching down the field 45 yards and scoring on just a three-headed monster of Carey, Nichols, and King. Then they stopped running the ball. They went all the way till the end of the second quarter before they struck again, and that was passing.
Right.
That got them to the end zone. So Mercer County, when they go into halftime, coach is saying, who are we? Are we running? Are we passing? Doing a little bit of both? What are we going to do?
I think a lot of passing, though, came out because they were under pressure. They had to make something happen quick, and so they might have been taken out of the game plan just a little bit.
Offensively, this is a odd one for Mercer County. They technically only have 88 yards of total offense because they've got 58 on the ground. And then they've got 30 through the air. They haven't done a whole lot offensively.
Don't forget the Farmers, they're knocking at the door and they throw an interception on the 5-yard line also.
Yeah.
That made a big difference, a switch in momentum, a loss of a chance to score. I mean, it could be 28 right now, 28-6.
you take out fumble and the interception, which were back-to-back. You got to keep that in mind. It was right next to each other. So the Farmers technically kind of set up their own next play. It was odd. Then you've got the special teams have been weird. You had that punt that bounced off of Kenny and set up, and they actually ran that in, and they waved that off. The Farmers get the ball back, and then they score on that next drive. So that was a shift in weird momentum in that first half. But it's been back and forth, back and forth, and now you feel a little bit it's kind of come back into the Golden Eagles' hands because they're only down by nine. So they've got to score at least twice. Can the Farmers' defense stay tough? You always worry about conditioning in that first week. Who's going to last the longest?
Yep. Now, I know who should be lasting the longest, but that doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Right, absolutely. This is your halftime show brought to you by CJ's Hair and Nail Salon in Kent. Your full-service hair and nail salon. Call 647-4711 for your appointment today. Got about 10 and a half minutes until we get to kickoff in the second half. We're enjoying the Golden Eagles marching band, dance squad as well, color guard. Good crowd here tonight on a beautiful August evening to kick off the 9 weeks of the IHSA regular season in the Prairie Land Conference. In week one, we're going to take a quick timeout, then we're going to come back, get you set for the second half, see if we can get some scores from around the area, break down a couple more things, and get you ready for a probably thrilling second half here in Aledo. Once again, your score 21-12. Mercer County down by nine. The Farmington Farmers with the lead. They scored 21 unanswered until Mercer County got on the board right there at the end of the first half. Back in 90 seconds here on CD Country 107.9 WCDD.
Mums is the word this fall at Wyrock Forest in Lewistown. Don't miss their beautiful selection of hardy mums for your home or business. Choose from a variety of single and combo colors with decorative pots. Wyrock Forest is a full-service florist and greenhouse. Just call 547-2234 for the best selection and the best service in the area. Make Wyrock Florist your destination on the Spoon River Drive this year as well. Wyrock Florist in Lewistown, growing to serve you.
Lozier Oil in Farmington is a proud sponsor of area high school sports. Good luck to all participating student athletes and coaches. The staff at Lozier Oil are very proud of you. Lozier Oil supplies high-quality mobile lubricants to the trucking and farming industry. Their products keep your valuable machines running better year after year. Lozier Oil knows they need to earn your business every day. For service that can't be beat, call Lozier Oil today, 245-4846. That's 245-4846 for Lozier Oil Company in Farmington.
When you buy a vehicle, you want it all, right? Great deals and excellent service. Then go to Art Hosler Auto Plaza in Canton today. Hosler's offers the largest selection of new and pre-owned vehicles in the area. The professional and friendly sales and service staff will make sure you get it all when you purchase your vehicle at Hosler's. Customer satisfaction is number one, and they won't be undersold. Don't settle for less. Get it all. Visit Art Hosler Auto Plaza, 2000 North Main in Canton today.
Welcome back to everybody here. Halftime show brought to you by CJ's Hair and Nail Salon in Aledo. Prairie Lands Conference Game of the Week alongside Dale on Dakota. Nate back in the studio. We've got a few updates from around the area. Here's a big one. Everybody's been watching. This is kind of the game one. This is the one we wanted to watch. 20-6 Elmwood Brimfield over Stark County, and that is up in Stark County tonight. So if Stark County can't get that first win, Elmwood Brimfield might legitimize who they are as a team. And that's somebody Farmers have to face later this season.
Yeah.
Bloomington 14-0 over Manual. Let's see what else we've got here. DMAC up big 30-0 over Tremont. What else we got here in our scores? Mid County up 35-14 over A-Town. I don't expect much out of A-Town this year. They've been losing quite a bit over and over and over again. Illini West, the team that the Farmers will have to face this year, I believe week three, 20-8 over United. They're up at half. Here's a big one. Fieldcrest, 52-0 over FCW.
Wow.
That was a team we just saw. FCW, was it 2 years ago? A-Town played them first round of the playoffs, so... Let's see, Oregon's up 35-6 over Monmouth-Roseville. Pontiac up 7-6 over Metamora. That's in the second quarter. West Central up 12-8 over North Fulton, so North Fulton's on the board. What else we've got here? I believe that's everything. Pekin's up 26 over Oak Forest. And Anawan Weathersfield up 21-0 over Knoxville. That might have changed. Looks a little outdated. But there you go. There's your update from around the area. As always, brought to you by Dave May at Edward Jones Investments in Canton. Call or stop in to see Dave at 205 East Locust Street. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. About 5.5 minutes left here till kickoff in the second half. We got you the recap of the scoring plays, the weird momentum changes. We had a 7-minute official conference where the outcome was still kind of questionable. So put your coach hat on here. Tell me a little bit, what's Coach Ballas saying, what's Coach Hoffer saying for Mercer County when they're in the locker room right now?
Well, first of all, we have the farmers have to concentrate on, they have to control the football when they have it. And then they have to make sure that even if Mercer County scores, it's not a back-to-back type of score. The worst case scenario is, you know, if they give up a score for a score, but they don't want to turn around and give up two in a row kind of thing and put them back in the ball game.
Right.
So they have to focus on defense and not give up that big wacky play again.
A couple of odd things to point out. You look at Higgs was rather quiet.
Right.
Didn't get a lot. Marion didn't have any big plays. They were able to shut him down at the line. You had DePriest. I have to highlight Cecil on defense.
Right.
Jake Settle made a couple of big stops. You had some guys that were right there during the play, making the big hits. Fletcher, you're talking, well, right there, he scored.
Yep.
He's got more offense than many of the offensive players.
Yep.
And then for Mercer County, King's got to find it again.
Right.
Because if you take him out of the game, because his last four runs were negative yardage, and then if the passing game doesn't show up, they're still down by 15 points.
I think King and Marion are both about the same right now. Neither one of them making the yardage that they want to make. Marion's big problem is he is running straight up and down, not north and south on the field. I mean, he needs to put his shoulder down and hit the hole. He's back there standing up and reading a little too much. I know their offense may be keen on reading the hole, but find the hole, get the hole, hit the hole.
So. Absolutely. We're going to take one more quick timeout here in your halftime show, and then we'll get you set for what will be a very interesting second half. The Farmers have the lead. The Prairie Land Conference team is up 21-12 here in Aledo over the Mercer County Golden Eagles. Back in 90 seconds on CB Country 107.9 WCDD.
One-size-fits-all web design companies are a computer hacker's dream come true. Hack one? You can hack them all. Facet Technologies will design, build, and secure a website for your business that is uniquely yours and a hacker's worst nightmare. Security-focused, mobile-friendly. Brian Ford, president of Facet Technologies.
It's true tech peace of mind that lets you relax.
Getting hacked can cost you a bundle. Don't risk it. Get Facet.
Facet Technologies, the business technology leader with IT support and backup built for business. See it all now at facettech.com.
A trip to the zoo. Very nice, Jordan. Nikki, what did you do on your summer vacation?
I outfitted my drone with a camera, then reconfigured our Wi-Fi to facilitate my GPS geographic study.
Oh, at the zoo?
Kids who get the tech need to do their back-to-school shopping at the store that gets the tech. Nerds on Call. New laptops and accessories, backpacks, drones, computer tune-ups, even Raspberry Pi. Back to school is very cool at Nerds on Call, a Facet company. Find locations at coolestnerds.com.
Fill out the form at FiberFastNow.com for faster-than-fast internet service from Mid-Century Fiber. While there, check out the lock-in-your-price-for-life offer, pricing, and more. Or call 778-8611. To experience this next-generation technology, Mid-Century Fiber needs to hear from you. Fill out the form at FiberFastNow.com today and be part of the faster-than-fast fiberhood. Bring Mid-Century Fiber to your neighborhood. Fill out the form at FiberFastNow.com.
Welcome back, everybody, here in Aledo. Prairie Land Conference Game of the Week. Prairie Land team is up. As we usually start the season, we've got a few crossover games they need to fill. A couple of weeks. Farmington, they play two, and then bam, they're right into conference play, playing some new foes with Illini West coming into the conference. So it'll be an interesting season. This is a huge game for them. Last year, they started out 0-2, and they fought to that 5-4. They had a good middle of the season, but they couldn't get the big wins against Elmwood. They had a tough loss to Rushville at the end of the year, but everything else they were able to squeak in a few wins. They'd like to be that comfortable 6-3 come playoff time. 21-12 is your score. Farmington's up. A great atmosphere every time that you come to Aledo. They've got that hill just like they come down, similar to what Clemson does, where they, you know, touch the rock and then run down through the band, through a banner. They do it before the game and at halftime. They're always beating on the drum. So that was something that was interesting. When I was going to talk to the coaches, it was about half an hour till game time. And I go over, and there's just a couple of assistant trainers over there, and I go over, shake a couple of hands. I said, where are they at? Where's everybody at? They said they're just going to wait them up there. They didn't want to come out and do too much before the game, so they were stretching up there. And then they came down. They said they didn't want to see them come down the hill. They didn't want to see them beating on the drum. They didn't want Mercer County to get into their
right.
head.
Right.
So it's interesting. And then we were talking about the focus and then the lack thereof once the game actually started, but they've recalibrated. I think that's the word you talk about for the Farmers. After about 6-7 minutes of game time, they finally found their stride.
And you gotta wonder who out there on the field is taking the leadership role, who's trying to settle who down. And
right.
Those are kind of important in high school football. You don't find that one person that can take charge of your team.
So that's going to do it for a halftime show, always brought to you by CJ's Hair and Nail Salon in Canton, your full-service hair and nail salon, 647-4711 for your appointment today. We're going to take our final timeout before we get back to the second half. We'll be back in 60 seconds here on CD Country 107.9 WCDD.
Create your vision. Looking for banners, signs, vehicle graphics, custom wallpaper, or screen printing for everything from t-shirts to signs? Maybe business cards or marketing materials are all you need. In this fast-paced world, Travis and his team at Platts Printing stand above the rest by producing a superior quality product backed by friendly, professional, efficient service, timeliness, and expertise. If you can think it, we can print it. Platts Printing, 141 East Vernon Street in Farmington, 228-1069.
Perkins Seed House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville is your Husqvarna Outdoor Power Equipment headquarters. Whether you need a Husqvarna chainsaw, weed trimmer, leaf blower, push, or zero-turn mower, Perkins Seed House is your only stop for incredible deals. At Perkins, you can trade in your old equipment towards your purchase of new equipment, and their service department will keep all your Husqvarna equipment in top working condition. The best deals and the best service, that's why Perkins Seed House is your Husqvarna Power Equipment headquarters. Perkins Seed House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville. Check out the deals today.
Welcome back, everybody, here in Aledo. It is 21-12. The Farmers on top. We were talking during the break. We're outside, so you actually come here, you go up into the booth, and you walk through the booth, and then they've got a nice, I'd say, kind of like an outdoor patio at a restaurant, because it's raised and it's covered, and you've got about a 4-foot window all the way around so you can look out. And, you know, we got a good look down on the field, but it is really nice out right now.
Good little breeze. Not real humid.
When I went down there just for a quick interview with a couple of coaches, I came back and I'm sweating because it was a little muggy, and it was actually sprinkling when I was down there. It was just really oppressive, and now it's pushed through. It looks like we're going to avoid all of the rain that was trying to work its way into the area. So it worked out real nice, a perfect start. Last year we were talking about how week one was really hot. It was about 90 degrees at kickoff. And once the sun went down, it wasn't that bad, but we were in the Farmington booth, and it was just so thick, and
yeah.
You felt like you were cooking in there. But nonetheless, we're in Aledo tonight, Prairieland Conference Game of the Week to start 2016. As always, this station brings you great country music throughout the week and weekend, but in the fall, on Friday nights, we take a quick break and bring you some high-class football action out of the Prairie Land Conference in the IHSA. Usually 1A, 2A, 3A, so small school football. You can catch us on CD Country 107.9 on your radio dial, CDCountry1079.com on your computer, your iPad, your iPhone, the Listen Live app. There's no reason why you can't find us. So anywhere you are in the world, you can catch Dakota, Dale, Nate, and we'll be talking to you about Prairieland Conference football. Well, the Farmers have to kick off to start the second half. They'll be kicking off from right to left, just as Mercer County started the first half. Let's see if they're as lucky as Mercer County was. Line drive right into the hands of number 27 at the 35. He misses the tackle. Then he finally wraps up at the 34. I believe that was Cecil that brought him down.
I'm not real sure, but that was real close to being an offside in Farmington on that kick. Something you don't see called a great deal.
Which is funny that you say that. That's exactly what happened to start the game.
Yeah.
You had a legal procedure that brought it back, and then ended up being golden for the Golden Eagles. That's 33-yard line from left to right. There's the snap. It's going to be a keep. And he slithers his way to a 2-yard gain, takes it to the 35.
Three white jerseys, Farmington in the backfield. They're really making havoc on that handoff, but they're almost over-penetrating and getting past the handoff. So maybe they need to stop and read a little bit.
Breeze starting to pick up a little bit, starting to catch some of our mics here in the booth. Won't complain because it's a nice little breeze. There in the backfield, there's two, three jerseys. I believe Crow was one of them.
Crow, Fletcher, and DePriest.
Wrapped them up and set them down. King can just not find his rhythm. Third and nine coming up. This is a big play for the Farmers. They couldn't stop them defensively on that last drive to end the first half. They'd like the second half to start a little differently. Drops back. He's going to air it out. He finds his man right at the line of gain. Did he get it? Where are they going to spot that?
That'll be an interesting spot. Our official looks like he's got him short.
They're going to have to bring the chains out. Nope, they're just going to stay fourth down.
Well, that's because they've got it on the 32, and that marker's on the 33, so I think that's a good call.
So, fourth and short. They're talking about 2-3 lengths of the football. They send out the offensive unit directly under center. The Farmers fill the box. They're going to just try to sneak it through. Where is he? It looks like he stood up. Oh, yeah, the Farmers stand them up and push them back, and there'll be a turnover on down.
That's an official's nightmare trying to figure out where to spot that ball.
But the thing is it's pretty easy because you look at the line, it never really got to the line again.
It never moved, did it?
It just kept going backwards.
Farmers obviously made a push on that one. Okay, they'll measure this one, but not the other one.
Yeah, not a bad call to go ahead and bring out the chain. So, right now the chains are coming out. It was fourth and short. Looks like he was stood up. I don't see that they moved the ball at all. This one should be pretty obvious. Okay, you're looking by about 7 lengths of the football now. So the Farmers do exactly what they needed to do, turn over on down.
Yep. Farmington defense, I obviously owned the line of scrimmage on that play. All they had to do was make sure they didn't get pushed backwards. They didn't really have to penetrate. Just don't get pushed backwards.
So Mercer County burns 2 minutes off the clock in the third quarter. The Farmers have the lead 21-12, and they have great field position. First and 10 inside Golden Eagles territory at the 42-yard line.
Once again, ball control.
Out of the shotgun to start this half. Hand off to Marion. Fights his way for a few, still on his feet. And he takes it down to about the 36, 37-yard line for a gain of 5 or 6.
A little better north and south running on that play. Oops, lost his helmet.
Give him 4 on the carry.
And I thought that was a pretty bad spot. So.
Look at that.
.9:40 left. Farmers with the 9-point lead. We'll keep you updated on that Elmwood score throughout the rest of this broadcast.
Is that Garcia replacing Marion right now?
Couldn't see. He got the carry. I believe you're right. And I'm goofy as he fell out of that. Tripped up a little bit. Yes, good call. That was Garcia on the run. He doesn't get much. They'll bring up 3rd and 7. That was Garcia's first carry of the night.
Mercer County made a good play on that one. They had penetration, made a hit in the backfield.
out of the shotgun. There it is. Hayden has it. He surveys. He's got his man on his right. And oh, my. He stood up as he jumps up in the air, pops right back. That was a good hit. Who was that on number three? That was Jarrett Russell. Said, no, thank you.
Yeah, he made the play on that one. So the ball was in the receiver's hands, and he made the hit. The receiver could not hold on.
It's kind of tough for Anderson as he jumps up, tries to grab it, and Russell meets him and the ball at the same time. Farmers are going to go for it on fourth and long. Pocket collapses. He's going to air it out. Did he get it?
He's there. He gives him the catch. Gave him the catch.
And
no, he had to worry again with that play.
Right.
Lineman downfield, but no flags. So.
Well, and Nichols here on the near sideline was right in front of his coach, and he was begging for an incomplete pass, saying that it was incomplete, but the Farmer gets the first down.
It was a pretty safe pass, too. He made it so that the only person that had any chance of getting that ball was Anderson, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, no, that was Kenny.
It was Kenny.
Kenny on the near side, yep. Both end in two, so we'll forgive each other for that one. 8:27 left. The third quarter is already starting to move. Out of shotgun again. New set of downs for the Farmers. It's going to be a handoff. No, Hayden keeps it on a very delayed fake handoff, and then he takes it himself and gets a yard. And if you're trying to summarize offensively what the Farmers have done so far tonight, it's just been a couple of big passes. You've got that 37-1 to Anderson that on the one drive. You have the 82 that was the score on the other drive. And then just a couple of dink and dunk here and there. Second and nine coming up for the Farmers. Ball on the 30-yard line in Golden Eagles territory. 30 yards to the score for the Farmers. With 7:39 left in the third and a 9-point lead. Hayden got time. Shakes off another. He's going right. He fires it. He's got his man. Incomplete. Somebody tipped it.
Tipped it, and I don't know who. I don't know if that was an offensive or defensive tip.
I think if it's not touched, I think it's right on the money.
Yeah.
But it's incomplete, so it'll bring up third down.
They had some good pass protection. I don't know where they're going.
You had a penalty on the Farmers. Is that one?
I didn't see that one.
Oh, a late flag. I actually didn't see it. So he was coming up to the line. I actually never saw where it was on the field. But nonetheless, that's going to move the Farmers back to the 41-yard line. So they'll have second and very long. So instead of having third and nine, they have second and 20. So they get another opportunity, but quite a few more yards to pick up. Out of the shotgun, yet again, Marion to his left, I believe.
Nice block. Someone came from the backfield.
Big! What a grab. What a grab at the 20-yard line, I believe. No, he's got the first down. Holy moly, 20 yards. He drags his feet, and he had two defenders breathing down his neck. He made it look too easy.
Hayden made an excellent throw because he had to throw that between two defenders. And Higgs, good field awareness, knows where he's supposed to be just enough.
It's the small play, but granted, that's 20 yards, but those are the things that stick out. You talk about the 82-yard to Kenny, the 37-yard to Anderson, the 20-yard to Higgs. Not as fancy as the others, but that's a drive saver right there.
Yeah, that is. That kept them the ball.
Because you're looking second and 20. He gets those exact 20 yards, puts them on the 20-yard line, and they've got a new set of downs and that new breath of life trying to move down the field with 7:22 left and a 9-point lead here in the third.
And here's the difference you're looking at between last year and this year with the Farmington Club is that Caden can throw the ball where he wants it. We all know Gilstrap had a great deal of difficulty putting the ball where he wanted it last year.
Farmers will get the delay of game call. DeLow Mark at the back a few yards. That one took a long time to develop. Hayden was trying to call out a couple of linebackers that were filling the box. And just one too many before he get into the snap count.
Now that's also a problem you have when you've got a 15 or 20-yard gain. You got to get up the field and get yourself set.
They'll try it again, first and 15. Snap is good. Down the sideline, he's got his man. Jeff misses. And there's a flag near the play.
Can't be too many things, can it?
But you got to ask, you know, was it offensively or defensively? Because who was pushing the most? It's on a very far sideline, so it's difficult. And it's on the Golden Eagles, so... That's tough. You're looking down. That's at around the 10-yard line. So they'll mark this one off. The chain should fall down.
Yeah, I think there was contact. He's bumping him as he went.
And for us, we're up here. We're trying to figure out where's that ball at in relation to the sideline. And you're talking, you know, you see him falling down.
Yeah.
But is he skirting along the sideline and he's doing what you do as a receiver when you fall down when you run out of real estate?
Right.
Or was he 3 or 4 yards from the sideline and got pushed down before he got to the, who knows? But the official was right on top of it. For the Farmers, a new set of downs. They've got 4 opportunities from the 10-yard line. Shotgun. Marion to his left. He rolls left. He's got a couple of blocks. He's got to get rid of it. He shakes off a couple. He throws it, and the intended receiver was right there. That was Anderson, knocks off the hat, and just sets it right back on top.
That's the fun part.
That's one thing, Anderson, how many times have we been calling an Anderson name over the last several years for this Farmington squad?
That's for sure.
Always a fun group out there. I'm trying to think, check my roster. Is he a junior or senior?
He's a junior.
That's what I thought.
He's a scrapper also. He's not a very big one. But
well, and you see him on the basketball court as well. He's one of those that started getting game time as a freshman. So here's opportunity number 2 on the incomplete pass. They hand it off to Marion. He gets to the 5, and he'll take it to around the 2 or 3 yard line. Just plows his way through.
Once again, there's where the north and south running came in. He put his shoulder down that time. He wasn't dancing anymore. Changed a little bit.
Third down. So the Farmers now have it at the 3, closer to the 4. Can't waste this opportunity if the Farmers. Not only do they move down the field, but two, they've burned a lot of time. So if you can get the time off the clock and take a 3-score lead, that's big. It's Hayden. And he can't get it into the end zone. Picks up a yard. So they're going to have roughly a 2-point conversion. And looks like some new linemen coming out onto the field. I didn't see timeout taken by Coach Vallis. I was wanting to see if number 1 came out there.
I think they're sending in the beefy lineup on here. They're going to try to put it right up the middle here.
There you go. So we're going to take a quick timeout, 30 seconds here on CD Country 107.9 WCDD. Back right after this.
This sports broadcast is brought to you by Farm King, the family store with more for the outdoors. Get your fishing gear from rods and reels to lures and tackle boxes, plus get your fishing license right here at Farm King. Camping supplies are also in stock at Farm King, with your tents, lanterns, cookware, and sleeping bags for the family trip this summer. Farm King also carries an impressive selection of tools and sporting goods for the outdoors, as well as air compressors, saws, weed trimmers, and generators. Shop Farm King, your family store with more for the outdoors.
Welcome back to everybody here in Aledo. The Farmington Farmers have a 4th down opportunity. Saw some new numbers coming in. Dale, you made the point. Look like the big guy is coming out just to push this line forward and try to squeeze him in.
Yep. The super's still out there.
I was looking for number 1 to see if they were going to try to put 3 on the board. Nope. They're going to say, we're getting six or nothing. Coaches on the near side need some defense to help out on the two.
Well, that didn't go anywhere.
The Farmers shut down right there. They didn't even get back to the line of scrimmage. So that ball will be on the 5-yard line, actually the 7-yard line. Holy moly, it's a 4-yard loss and a turnover on down. So just like that, none in the first half. And now two turnover on downs to start this half.
Yeah, when they're trying to run that read play, you know, Hayden's just sitting there waiting and trying to read somebody and then either make the handoff or take it himself. Well, they just shot everybody and their brother, and they didn't have anybody to read.
So now you look at it, you've got a 9-point lead if you're the Farmers, and you've got them back up deep in their own territory. Now the defense has to step up again. King rolls this way. He's at the goal line, fights his way to the 5, runs backwards for about 5 yards, and gets back to the line of scrimmage. That was a big sweep.
And you've got that man wrapped up at the 1-yard line, and you let him loose to get out to the 6 or 7. Mercer County, you got a man down. You really hate to see him when they're rolling around up there, because, I mean, it hurts.
Is that King?
Yep.
Yeah, it is. He pops up. Looks like he's favoring that right leg. But he comes off with a little bit of help. And did somebody call a timeout as well? Or did they just...
I don't know. But the official's trying to tell them to get back, so...
And now it's raining.
Yes.
I'm kind
of snuck up right. Of course, it's dark and against lights. We couldn't see clouds coming in, but...
Well, the only reason I heard it is I heard a little bit on the tin roof. There you go. It's actually coming down pretty good now. So now you got to add that in. This is just a mixture of everything that can possibly happen this first week. Now it's letting up a little bit. Have to check our radar, see what this looks like.
Oh,
now
no.
We got a flag from the far sideline. It'll be on the Farmers.
This is the way the first quarter started.
Hot. So keep an eye on King to see how he's doing. He's getting tended to on the near sideline.
Looks like he's working on an ankle.
So as we can see across the way through the lights, a good amount of rain coming down. At least we're outside, but we've got something overhead. Keep an eye on all my equipment. Make sure nothing seeps in here. .548 left in the third. Going to roll out. He's going to try to throw it. He's got his man, but he misses.
A long way. He wasn't even close. Of course, that's a tough throw when you're running to your left and trying to throw down the field when you're right-handed. So.
Now, there's a little bit of rain coming down.
That's a gusher.
It's always fun to look down into the crowd and see everybody scatter. So find some ground. It's actually just a little pop-up storm coming from the south.
Might be a canoe race for a road.
And it doesn't look like much on the radar, but, man, it's just enough to tear off a few of the patrons tonight. So just add this to the formula that is IHSA football. Here we go. Out of the shotgun, it's going to be a keep. No, it goes to Carey, and he carries it a few yards, gets close to the first down. Looks like it's going to be short. It's going to be 4th and 1.
And it was kind of unusual. As soon as the rain hits, Mercer County was trying to throw the ball.
You know what? I've been to a lot of games, and there's always just these memorable things that you think about. And this game has just got so much intrigue from different angles, from the weird plays. There's a snap on the punt. He drops it, and he's not going to be able to get it off.
There's a break.
Farmers eat him up at the 5-yard line. What a goofy, goofy turn of events. You got to chalk that one up to a little bit of rain.
Yeah, you got to make that. That's a rain play.
So the punt is botched.
I do have to say, though, this is the first time I've ever seen a team run motion on a punt.
Yeah, and they do it every single time.
They do it every time. They run motion on the punt.
I see some of the Farmer faithful on the far sideline. Team prepared.
Yeah.
A few umbrellas.
A few ponchos. However, we need to let them know they need purple and gold, right?
Try to see down here below, see how everybody's doing. The ponchos, a couple of, I see a good-sized tarp over a good group. They came real prepared. There's a handoff to Marion. He goes right up the gut, and he's tackled at around the 3-yard line on the 2-yard gain. Little testy drip.
Get a little credit there to Hunter Bittner, offensive lineman. He was blocking way down the way. He was blocking to the whistle. He wasn't giving up. His offensive lineman need to stay with it long.
That one shut down at the 5-yard line. Move my table back a little bit here. Get a little flatter.
Get a little drifter.
Got my Mac right there trying to keep stats. I don't want to lose that. You know, we got to keep up to date on what's going on. So this brings up third down and goal here for the Farmers. Shotgun, high snap. Caden rolls out, rolls right. Got his man. Incomplete.
Okay. Oh,
bring up fourth down.
That was in the hand. I'm going to think that's probably wet ball.
Got to find a way. You got to find a way. So now fourth down opportunity. The Farmers have been here already in this half. They had an opportunity. They tried to push it in and were shut down.
Now they're going to try to kick.
Why not? You've got a 9-point lead, if you think about it. You make this. You've got a 2-score lead still, however, but it's 2 touchdowns at least.
It's up.
I don't think that one's good.
Oh, yeah.
He must have missiled that one right through the left upright.
Didn't make the basket like last time, did he?
I know. That's what I've been gauging on is that basket. So he gets 3 points. Nick Johnson's got 5 tonight. So hats off to him. That's probably 5 more than the Farmers had the last 3 years. So now the Farmers have a 24-12 lead. 4:04 left here in the third quarter. Back in 60 seconds on CD Country. 107.9 WCDD.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, insurance? Then let State Farm agent Tom Conklin in Farmington help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Tom and his team handling your auto, home, renters, and life insurance, you'll have more time and money for everything else. That's money Tom can help you put towards a college savings plan or your retirement. Call State Farm agent Tom Conklin today at 245-4243 or check out his website at conklinsf.com and get to a better state with State Farm. Stuck in a state of falling behind?
Buying a furnace or an air conditioner can be tough. After all, you can't exactly take a look under the hood.
For reliable heating and cooling, ask your Lennox dealer about Lennox products with a good housekeeping seal of approval.
Call GM Mechanical, 647-5700.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
This is Steve from GM Mechanical, your authorized Lennox dealer.
Lennox, a better place.
Welcome back, everybody, here in Aledo, where the rain has started to come down. It looks like it might be here for a little while as well. Keeping our eye to the sky as well for lightning. That's something they always have to consider. They can rain as much as it wants. That's not going to change the course of this game. But the lightning will. 4:03 left here in the third. 24-12. Farmers get 3 points on Johnson's field goal. So down by 12. Mercer County has the ball in decent field position. So now the officials have taken on the towel responsibility, keeping the ball dry as long as they possibly can.
And I think Farmington got sacked on with a lead hit.
And Dale, you made a very good point. We parked a long ways away after the game. So I'm hoping it rains, and then stops so I can walk back. Because we didn't think to bring anything to cover ourselves on the way back. There's the handoff. Right side, short gain. Garcia slow to get up for the Farmers as he looks like he took a helmet to the knee. That's never fun. 3:44. The rain kind of comes in pulses. It's heavy and then lets up, and it comes back and then lets up. Ball's on the ground. Did he get the handoff?
No, I think he ate it.
Unfortunate there for DeLitt. He couldn't even find his intended man.
You wonder how long the field's going to hold up in this condition. With the grass being as tall as it is, it'll still stay, you know, grippy, but how long before, you know, it's so slick that you don't have any footing at all?
When I walked out there, I had my dress shoes on, so I didn't have any cleats. It was coming up. It was my entire shoe would disappear in that grass, but now it's going to become more spongy. That one's going to go left side with Nichols. He can't get anywhere. He's going to be shut down. That'll bring out fourth and long.
And, you know, there are some coaches that that's their game plan. You know, they like a tall grass just to slow things down a little bit. Or it could just be the fact that it's been so rainy around and you just can't get the grass on.
You can appreciate
that. I can appreciate
that. But you got to say, it's for August grass, it looks beautiful.
Yeah,
you're talking very lush green, great markings on the field. 2:29 left in the third. The punt unit comes out. Didn't work so well last time they tried the punt.
Good snap. Out of the way.
DeVries is right there trying to block it, and that will take a bounce, and it will die at the 15-yard line. And now the heavy stuff starts to show up. Oh, well, just a little bit of rain. Never see anybody, right?
Yep, everybody's wet now anyway.
2:09 left. The Farmers with the ball, 24-12. So if we recap, we saw turnover on down by Mercer County, then turnover on down by Farmington, and then a botched punt, and then a Johnson three-yard field goal, and then a punt by Mercer County. So really all we've seen is special teams and turnover on down. Nobody's been able to find the end zone yet. And the Farmers had two good chances to get
they
into that end
zone.
They
did have two good chances. See if they can maintain any kind of groundwork here.
So now they're worst field position to start a drive tonight, all the way at their own 15-yard line. That's going to be a run up the gut. Gets to around the 19 on a 4-yard carry by Marion.
And one thing that is happening here is the Farmers have played taking so long to develop that the defensive end is being able to get a hold of a jersey from out and around, so that's slowing Marion down. Probably will need to hit the hole a little quicker.
Very, very long game tonight in terms of real time.
Yes.
I mean, we're rolling up to 9 o'clock, and we still haven't finished the third quarter. Second and six.
Oh,
and
no.
The snap goes right through Hayden's hands, and he has to fall on it. So that'll push them back to around the 8-yard line.
I don't think that was a real bad snap either, do you?
No,
it just went right through it
through his hand. And it's one of those things that you talk about how the game, the ebb and flow of a game, and when you throw in some heavy rain in there as well, then you just, with a 12-point lead, you just employ your heavy defense, and you're just in defense mode to roll out the clock.
Right now, though, it's apparent that it's hard to hold on to the football.
So third and very, very long. Getting to the end of the five count. Still on his feet. And he rolls it back to the 15-yard line on a 7-yard carry. They'll bring up fourth and about 9.
We'll see how Farmington will handle his rain with a punt.
The first time that they've had to punt the ball, not the first time they've had to kick the ball. Johnson got that 3-yard field goal. Granted, it's roughly a 20-yard field goal, but from the 3-yard line. Farmington will have the luxury to kick the other direction. So they will be kicking from left to right rather than right to left. That's the end of the third quarter. 24-12 is your score. Farmers still on top, but with 12 minutes to play. Back in 60 seconds on CD Country 107.9 WCDD.
You may not have thought about it this way, but going to a ball game and banking at Mid-America National Bank have a lot in common. For example, those who go to a game are loyal to the school they're following, just like many of our customers and their families have been loyal to Mid-America for generations. It's all based on trust and knowing who you're working with. We are your bank for life. Mid-America National Bank in Canton, Cuba, Lewistown, and Macomb. Visit midnatbank.com and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Member FDIC.
Here's the scoop on something to tempt your sweet tooth. It's Your Churn. It's a new premium ice cream with deliciously decadent flavors. Indulge yourself. Take home It's Your Churn premium ice cream today.
Stop into your Canton Hy-Vee today and satisfy your sweet tooth with It's Your Churn ice cream, a new premium ice cream, available only at your Canton Hy-Vee, 825 North Main Street.
Welcome back, everybody, here in Aledo. The Farmers up 24-12, 12 minutes to play. The rain starting to let up a little bit. The Farmers will be kicking from left to right. Snap is good. Kick, low line drive. Hits his man. Stiff arm. He's still on his feet and finally taken down to the 38-yard line. Looked like he was down about the 47, but he, or pardon me, the 42, fought his way for about five more yards.
And Anderson was there to make a good hit, but he had a heck of a stiff arm. I think he took it right in the throat.
So, turnover on downs. Then Farmington turns it over on downs. Then a punt is botched. Then a Johnson 20-yard field goal. Then a MC punt. Then a Farmington punt. And not all of this is in the rain, folks. No. We're talking the first two drives were dry.
Right. And the rain pretty much quit now.
Hand off, left side. Carry, fights his way for a few yards. Falls down around the 30 on a 6-yard carry.
Not a huge kid, but boy, he sure ran the ball well on that play.
Now the Farmers can't become complacent on this defensive opportunity here. They've got to stay on top of this Mercer County squad, because if you have Carey fighting his way through, picking up those yards, now still trying to survey who all's in the backfield. They really just have Nichols and Carey back there. Because King still over here, he's got an ice bag on his right ankle. So I don't know what the status is for the rest of his evening, but right there, Mercer County picks up the first down on another carry run.
I'm going to say this late in the quarter and ice on the ankle, you're not coming back.
Man goes in motion directly under center. This one goes to carry. He goes to the right. So instead of going to 45, now it's just 44, 44, 44.
And it does kind of make a difference when you're a one-dimensional ball club.
Second and 10 coming up here for the Golden Eagles. We've got 10:38 left, and the Farmers are up 24-12. Left side. Loses his footing, falls down. So that one definitely chalks that up to a little bit of rain there. Wyatt Kellogg couldn't get his footing as he made the left cut.
I don't think he was even touched, was he?
Nope. Third and 7 coming up. The big thing is they're running the ball consistently and taking a little bit longer to get back to the line than they'd like. That run goes nowhere. Takes them to about the 21-yard line. They'll bring up fourth down. Down by two scores and deep in your opponent's territory. It's four down territory.
And there was absolutely no hole on that one. Farmers kept everything filled up.
So 4th and 7. They need to get just inside the 15-yard line. 9:29 left here in the ballgame. Directly under center. Surveys. He's got two to the right, one left, two in the backfield. Steps back. He's going to throw it left. He's got a man, and it's going to be incomplete. Good job defensively. It'll be another turnover on downs by Mercer County.
Jake Smith made good coverage on that one, and he made a hit right when the ball got there. It's a little tougher to catch.
So here comes another drive for the Farmers. They will come onto the field, the offensive unit, trying to get the first touchdown of this half.
Officials trying to get the Farmers and Farmers bringing out a football.
There it is. So now you look at it with 9:18 left and a 12-point lead. Really what the Farmington Farmers are wanting to do is just methodically move down the field, eat up some clock, and if they can score, that pretty much would ice it depending on how much time they can burn. But you got to be able to move the ball. Nobody has yet. Marion, left side, he's shut down. Quite a few Golden Eagles right there. See where his forward progress is stopped, about the 19-yard line on the 2-yard loss.
Once again, there was absolutely no hole for Marion to run through. Mercer County plugged that up pretty well. And that's what's coming down to you right now. You're not going to be able to make a lot of cuts. You're not going to have a lot of misdirection. So it's whoever can win the line of scrimmage right now.
Farmers, again, like I said, slow huddle, coming to the line, trying to find you some scores as well. Washington looks like they're taking care of business, 49-6 over University Pioneers. Deermack, 37-0 over Tremont. Hayden's going to throw it. Shakes off a tackle, and he's finally brought down. See what we got here on the scoreboard as well.
Mercer County read that one quite well. He was timing the snap, so they're starting to pick up the cadence.
Trying to find that Elmwood score as well. Canton up 14-0 at halftime. Limestone up big over Macomb, 31-6. Holy moly, 47-6 is the final in Stark County tonight.
Wow.
Elmwood Brimfield just lights up Stark County. So either Stark County is different than what we're used to, or Elmwood Brimfield is pretty good. Marion gets a little dump pass. Flag. That'll probably be a hold.
That's a killer. They actually had a really decent play.
Knoxville loses to Anwan Weathersfield 35-8. Peoria Notre Dame up 21-6 over Holloman.
Does that mean Knoxville that bad or anyone that good?
I think it's a little combo. I think anyone's going to bring a pretty good squad this year. Pontiac 16-12 over Metamora, but still that Elmwood Brimfield score could cause a little concern for everybody in the Prairie Land Blue. Holding on the Farmers, that is declined. They'll bring out the punt unit. 7:22 left and a 12-point lead, so another punt. Really not a lot. You talk about moving the clock quickly for the Farmers in Mercer County, but nobody's been able to accomplish anything offensively. Or maybe the defense has just been that good.
Well, defense has definitely been filling up the gaps, both sides. Take a look at Mercer County now. They've got 8 in the box now.
It's a big punt.
Coming after it.
Knuckleball punt, bounces to 50, brought back into Farmers territory, and Nichols will be wrapped up at the 41-yard line. So good field position with 7 minutes left, down by 12 points.
There was nobody from the Farmers down there to cover that punt, so I wonder what happened there.
All of your scoring drive recaps brought to you by Ray Rickenaugh and Walter Brown at Country Financial, 48 West Locust at Canton. Call Ray or Walter at 647-6180 today. sadly, really only one recap, and that was the 20-yard field goal made by Nick Johnson early in the fourth.
We got a fresh body in there. John Smith doll coming in clean uniform.
You always tell with the white uniforms,
yep.
Right?
Yep. He's going to fill up some space.
Almost intercepted by
Smith.
Smith, yeah, right there.
In and out of the hands.
Stick around for our post-game show brought to you by Monocle's Pizza, home of the family pleaser. Dine in, carry out, or delivery, 647-1127. Monocle's, your perfect post-game stop, 135 North 5th. In Kent. Still on his feet. You can really tap to the 20, to the 10. Touchdown for the Golden Eagles. And now we've got ourselves the ball game with 6:54 left. From 42 yards out.
I don't like to second guess anything, but I saw a motion and a block in the back on that play.
The ones that mattered didn't. So 42 yards later. And who was that took that in? That was number 24, Wyatt Kellogg.
He didn't even get touched.
This is a big two-point conversion. Did he get there? Yes, he did. So it's 24-20. You can't count your chickens too early here. Farmers up by four, but plenty of time left. 6:54 left in this ball game, and the Farmers will be receiving after this quick break. We'll be back right after this on CD Country 107.9 WCDD. Back in 30 seconds.
Are you dealing with pain, weakness, recovering from surgery, or just can't do the things you'd like to be able to do? Hi, I'm Adam Haynes, owner and operator of Haynes Physical Therapy in Canton. The solution to your problem may not be far away. At my clinic, you'll get a fresh perspective, professional courtesy, and compassionate service. Call today at 357-5470. Check us out on Facebook or on our website at HaynesPhysicalTherapy.com. Your best chance for recovery may begin right here. Haynes Physical Therapy, build on a solid foundation.
Welcome back here in Aledo. We saw a flash. Hopefully it was just a camera. You always have to keep an eye on it. 6:54, 24-20. We got a ball game here, folks.
Well, I don't think there's been a kick yet. Punt or kickoff has been fielded in the air, so let's see if we be another squibber here.
To the 35, picked up by Garcia. Still on his feet, fights his way to the 45-yard line. So first, you'll have good field position here for the Farmers, and they've got to move the ball down the field. And this time, they've got to score. They can't just burn clock off, because the big thing is, last time, if they get the ball back from Mercer County, they still got that 12-point lead, they're fine, but Mercer County moves.
Both these teams have been trying to put that ball up the middle all night long, and guess what play went? They finally went outside. They kicked one down, they went outside, and they scored. So maybe it's time for the Farmers to try to get one outside.
So Marion will line up to the right of Hayden, and he's got three towards us, one up top.
Oh, encroachment.
That is on Mercer County, so free yardage, and that will move the ball just like that without a play run into Mercer County territory at the 49-yard line with 6:50 left.
Farmers must have figured out that they were starting to get their cadence, because they must have changed it.
Out of the shotgun again. That's Anderson, and he's wrapped up. You know, I'm not the most, I don't have the best eyesight in the world, but I saw that one.
That one was obvious.
and we're talking about lightning, folks. But the stripes don't say anything. What was it, 3-4 years ago, I did a game in Rushville. It was 26-0, about halfway through the third quarter, stroke of lightning. Another one. It goes an hour and a half. They say, nope. And Rushville wanted to come back and play on Saturday to finish the last half. Ended up being, I think, 32-6 was the final.
Yeah. Sometimes you just go and just sit.
Yeah, it's over with. But this one, you want to see this one all the way through. It's 24-20. Remember, last year, 26-20 was the final. Mercer County was victorious. Hayden airs it out. He's got his man and over the head of Higgs. He wants the flag, but that was just good defense. He had position on that ball. So that'll bring up third and five. They need to get just inside the 45-yard line to get a new set of downs, and that stops the clock, so 5:50 for the four-point lead.
I think Dylan missed on that one. He should have thrown that ball under just a little bit.
I'd be a little gun-shy. I didn't want to throw that interception, but you got to step up in a game like this. Same formation this time, Marion left. Higgs doesn't get it. He had a good look on it, but could not wrangle it in. So bring up fourth down. Good coverage by Mercer County on the last three drives.
That's a catch Higgs makes most of the time.
So the Farmers, turnover on down, field goal, punt, and here's another punt.
We'll see if they can cover the punt a little better than they did the last time. There was anybody within 15 yards when the guy finally picked up the football.
Snap is good. Rearranges. Good line drive kick down to the 20, and that one will roll to around the 16-yard line. And that's where Mercer County will take over. With 5:39 left in this ball game, Mercer County has a four-point deficit, the ball, and 80-plus yards in front of it. You give advantage Farmington, but you give momentum, obviously, to Mercer County.
Because there's a possibility that if they control the football all the way down the field, this is last possession. So the last thing Farmers want is for them to have last possession and score.
But if you think about it tonight, you really haven't had any really long possessions by anybody. We're talking 3-4 minute possessions. Farmington last year, that's something that they really keyed on. They drive 6, 7, 8 minutes.
Yeah.
And they haven't been able to capitalize on that at all tonight. Man goes in motion across. The second man does not take it. It's a fake. Comes this way and finally taken down at the 30-yard line on the 10-yard gain by the quarterback.
Well, I got to say, I don't know that I've seen any more of a blatant hold than I saw on that one that didn't get called. He had his jersey.
Nonetheless, it's first and 10 here for Mercer County, 5:33. Clock stops. Ball set. Clock rolls.
Once again, that was an outside run. They kind of vacated running up the middle.
Carey can't get anywhere. He gets about 2 yards.
Well, he wouldn't try to go up the middle. He didn't get anywhere.
Mercer County still has three timeouts. Farmers with only two. So keep an eye on that.
That'll be important for Farmers. If they make a stop, then they're going to have to run the clock out.
Go outside. That one stopped at around the 34-yard line, bring up third down. That's Kellogg again, who had the big run for 42.
Let's give a little credit there to Jake Smith. He stepped up there, stuck his nose in, and he made that play turn inside.
Big play coming up, third and seven coming up. Need to get to the 40-yard line. Ball sitting just inside the 33. Out of the shotgun. Sends his man in motion. That's Nichols. He fakes the handoff. He's
down
ripped from behind. The Farmers stop him. Was that the Priest?
That was the Priest with an ankle tackle.
And that's a 6-yard loss. I got to tell you, number 52 has been in the backfield a lot tonight.
52 is a lot of meat to stop right there. So he's there. Sometimes, though,
they've been over-penetrating and getting past the ball carrier and hard to catch up then.
3:50 left. They send the punt unit out. You got to be careful here if you're the Farmers. They don't even send the guy back.
And real close to the block. That ball went pretty high, but nowhere distance-wise.
And it will be down at the 42-yard line. So that, I mean, you're talking a 14-yard punt.
I think it's advantage back to Farmington on this one.
With 3:34, new offense comes out, and it will be a timeout taken. And we're going to take a timeout as well back in 30. Oh, nope, pardon me. That was looked like just a quick break. I thought I saw a signal for a timeout. Jumped the gun there. Distracted by the lightning over
there. Yeah.
The way. Here we go. First and 10 for the Farmers. Ball on the 43-yard line with 4-point lead, and they need to burn 3.5 minutes. Handoff. Marion.
Once again, going up to Gus. I think Mercer County is starting to stick about 8-9 bodies in that middle section now.
When you wonder how far does Dallas let that go before he calls for a quick pass or something like that. Just run him out there and figure out how to.
You know, Bill's not a bad ball carrier. Why don't we, you know, little naked bootleg, let him fake that play up the middle and just roll out. If Mercer County bites on it, you know, he's got some ground.
Right. Second and 9 coming up here for the Farmers. 2:56. Clock continues to roll. You really don't want to get into the position where you give the ball back one more time with only a 4-point lead. Marion, loss of 2. Timeout taken by Mercer County. Now we'll take a timeout. 2:39 left in the ball game. 24-20. Farmers on top, and they've got a big third down coming up. Back in 30 seconds on CD Country 107.9 WCDD.
For over 30 years, pet owners across Fulton County have entrusted the health of their animals to the friendly and knowledgeable veterinarians of Spoon River Animal Clinic. Big dogs, little dogs, white cats, black cats, horses, cattle, birds, snakes, ferrets, and even the occasional reptile, they see them all. Proudly supporting the Little Giants and Prairieland Conference sports, Spoon River Animal Clinic is conveniently located on Route 78 North in Canton and offers a complete lineup of veterinary services and 24/7 after-hours emergency care, too. Visit them online at SpoonRiverAnimalClinic.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Here in Aledo, the rain starts to fall heavy again. Looks like we're stuck in between two rain spells. One just moved off to our north. Another one's going to be firing up. That depends on how long this one sticks with us. 2:39, 3rd and 11. Farmers at the line, out of the shotgun. There's Hayden. He takes the snap, rolls to his left, surveys his defense, chucks it downfield. He's got Eric Higgs. Did he get it? No, incomplete. Oh, that's unfortunate for the Farmers, and Coach Ballas is right there saying, did I miss something? Incomplete pass for the Farmers. That'll bring up fourth down. Watching the replays from our buddies here.
Wow. We couldn't tell.
Higgs tried to plead his case when he stood up. He's like, oh, yeah. And then he had his counterpart saying, no, that was incomplete. 2:34 left. Are we going to have a conference here? I mean, that's a big play. We're talking about 4th and 12. Or our first down and getting close, putting this one out.
I don't know what they're going to be talking about because who else is going to be there to reverse that call?
Because the one coming down the line is making the call. And you have one coming in from roughly that was at the 30-yard line. You had another one drop back at about the 25 that was coming in, but he doesn't have a look down the line. The catch was clear. He didn't bobble it. But when he took possession of the ball or either feet inbound. We saw a replay up here. Again, it's one of the few times that we've got the luxury of our replay booth because of NC22. But
we didn't have any close-up view, so we couldn't really tell where was the foot compared to the line. So here we go with another seven-minute conference. Maybe just waiting for the rain to quit.
Well, I think that's one thing that the coach offer is trying to say is we got to get this in because they know something else is coming.
Yeah, that rain is really coming down now. Did they actually reverse that?
The marker has not moved. Nobody's really reacted. I saw a new farmer personnel come in.
They changed personnel again, so. This is something I have never seen before. So we're going to have another conference here because Mercer County coach is going to want to argue this for another 5 or 6 minutes.
Well, you can't blame them.
I would too because, you know, when, I don't remember ever seeing a reversal, but what were the grounds? You know, who talked to into what?
Well, and you got to pass off to the officiating crew. They've had 3 conferences tonight. I don't know if they've gotten them all right. The thing is they're trying to get them right.
Yeah.
And you got coach out there that he's given his couple of cents as to what's going on here.
I don't know how long they're going to take it.
They've got a pretty long leash or something
barking,
like that.
I don't know why he's barking at this guy because this guy doesn't have anything to do with it. Get him off the field now.
Once that ball's set, then it's a whole different story. There it is. So now you've got a 1st and 10 for the Farmers with 2:34 left. What a weird sequence
that
there.
That was different.
The overturned incomplete is really what it boils down to. That's a run right off the gut. And the thing is this Mercer County squad below us, the fans, didn't really react. Timeout taken by Mercer County with 2:29 left. Higgs must have had one persuasive case over there when he stood up. We're going to take a quick timeout as well, back in 30 seconds, in between bouts of rain and weird calls on the field. This is Prairieland Conference football at its best. Back in 30 seconds on CD Country 107.9 WCBD.
When you buy a vehicle, you want it all, right? Great deals and excellent service. Then go to Art Hostler Auto Plaza in Canton today. Hostler's offers the largest selection of new and pre-owned vehicles in the area. The professional and friendly sales and service staff will make sure you get it all when you purchase your vehicle at Hostler's. Customer satisfaction is number one, and they won't be undersold. Don't settle for less. Get it all. Visit Art Hostler Auto Plaza, 2000 North Main in Canton today.
Welcome back, everybody, here in Aledo. Dale and I talking during the break there about how you overturn something like that. Yeah, you have the luxury in pros and college. You got the reviews and the replays and the slow-mo and the super zoom. Here it's just you got to get together and you talk, and maybe somebody had a real good look. There's jump offside. Was it caused by the Farmers? Well, he was ready to make the call. Looked like he was going to call out on the Farmers.
Making sure that the other guy wasn't coming in with something different.
Well, you got a flag on both sides, so I'm waiting for the gentleman to run in from the far sideline to say what he saw.
And it's against the Farmers. So I don't know if both of them had that or if that was, you know, too different, but.
Yeah, we're knocking at the door of a 3-hour game here. I mean, we're talking.
And it wasn't a rain delay.
No lighting delay, anything like that. We're just slow, lots of breaks. Lots of officials conferences, all kinds of good stuff. But this is what it's all about, just gridiron football here. 24-20, Farmers clinging to a lead. 2:22 left. They've got second down and about 14. Marion, he's trying to fight for his life. He can't get anywhere. He gets to the line on a carry of nothing.
Well, if I'm Coach Fowles, I'm wanting to know who's not getting what done because they're just not opening up anything in the middle now.
Another timeout taken by Mercer County, so that's it for them with 2:07 left. So the Farmers really just need to convert to put this one in the books. But still third and long. They've still got some work to do. Back in 30 seconds on CD Country 107.9 WCDD.
Mums is the word this fall at Wyrock Forest in Lewistown. Don't miss their beautiful selection of hardy mums for your home or business. Choose from a variety of single and combo colors with decorative pots. Wyrock Florist is a full-service florist and greenhouse. Just call 547-2234 for the best selection and the best service in the area. Make Wyrock Florist your destination on the Spoon River Drive this year as well. Wyrock Florist in Lewistown, growing to serve you.
Welcome back, everybody, here in Aledo. Prairieland Conference Game of the Week. Farmington Farmers up 24-20 over the host Lincoln Trail Conference foe, Mercer County Golden Eagles. Make sure you tune in every Friday night around 6:45. We'll be bringing you the Prairieland Conference Game of the Week. Try to let you know early in the week where we're going to be going that week. Try to keep tabs on which big games, which big stories there are. Hayden sheds a tackle. He's going to throw it. He's got his man. Can he get the first down and more? And that's Anderson. He chugs it into the end zone and waiting for the signal. Touchdown, Farmington Farmers. And that should do it.
And that should have been a late hit. 5 yards into the end zone. And he hurt himself. That's unfortunate.
Anderson takes it in from 36 yards out. What a strange, strange sequence of events. You're talking about an overturned incomplete and then a big 36-yard touchdown by Anderson.
And that was that short little screen I talked about earlier. Once, you know, if you get the good block, the key block, gets you a lot of yards.
And where we're sitting, way, way on the other side, we're talking to our right. We're standing on the left of the 50 on the 40. And this happened in the far end zone to our right, on the far side, almost to the track. So we really don't have a good look at, one, who it was, how it happened. But it all happened so quickly there. You just had that little dump pass right there, what, 8-9 yards up. Anderson turns it upfield, takes it in, makes it 30-20, pending the point after, depending on what the Farmers put out there. Looks like another Nick Johnson opportunity.
And another key block. I mean, as soon as Anderson caught the football, someone was there to give him a key block that sprung him loose. He was between the chains when he got the ball. And then because of the block, he was able to get at least the first down and then eventually score.
Make sure you stay tuned to our post-game show brought to you by Monocle's Pizza, home of the family pleaser. Dine in, carry out, or delivery, 647-1127. Monocle's, your perfect post-game stop, 135 North 5th in Kent. Your score is 30-20. Farmers on top with 1:56 left in the ballgame. We've got an injury timeout. We're going to step away as well. Back in 60 seconds on CD Country 107.9 WCDD.
One size fits all web design companies are a computer hacker's dream come true. Hack one? You can hack them all. Facet Technologies will design, build, and secure a website for your business that is uniquely yours and a hacker's worst nightmare. Security-focused, mobile-friendly. Brian Ford, president of Facet Technologies.
It's true tech peace of mind that lets you relax.
Getting hacked can cost you a bundle. Don't risk it. Get Facet.
Facet Technologies, the business technology leader with IT support and backup built for business. See it all now at FacetTech.com.
A trip to the zoo. Very nice, Jordan. Nikki, what did you do on your summer vacation?
I outfitted my drone with a camera, then reconfigured our Wi-Fi to facilitate my GPS geographic study.
Oh, at the zoo?
Kids who get the tech need to do their back-to-school shopping at the store that gets the tech. Nerds on Call. New laptops and accessories, backpacks, drones, computer tune-ups, even Raspberry Pi. Back-to-school is very cool at Nerds on Call, a Facet company. Find locations at coolestnerds.com.
Welcome back, everybody, here in Aledo. Still attending the play. Looks like he's heading this way.
If he hit his head on the way down.
It looks like... Yeah, Kellogg, that's what I thought it was. He's the one that opened up that big 40-yard run into the end zone. So 30-20 is your score. Real quickly, before we get to our post-game show, just inching close to a Farmer victory to start the season. Like we said last year, start 0-2. That's a big hole to dig yourself out of. And if you can get that 1-0 next week, going home, play Rushville, team that they'd like to have some revenge on from last year, then they're at Illini West, and home again against Peoria Heights. then at Havana. So back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Havana, that Midwest Central co-op. So they're going to have a little different look. And then they go home back-to-back against Westbury, Bushnell. Then week seven is that Helmwood-Brimfield matchup. That might be looming very large in the Prairie Land Blue in week seven. And then at A-Town and at Lewistown. I don't think we're going to get our wish as the rain starts to pick up here. Two-point conversion, no good. So it'll be a 10-point lead for the Farmers. They'll be kicking off here with a minute 56 left. So you get Anawan Weathersfield off of the map. That always helps because they look like they're going to be a pretty decent squad. The Farmers have had to deal with them two times in a row at the beginning of the season. So like we said, the Blue is going to be a little different this year because you're looking at the Illini West, Elmwood, Brimfield, Farmington, Havana, Peoria Heights, Westbury. So Knoxville's gone and Midland's gone. That's who we've been seeing. You know, Midland was a cakewalk last year for Farmington.
And the Illini West team that you haven't been seeing before.
Right, exactly. Something that, you know, you've been seeing these teams over and over and over again. You know kind of a sequence of what plays they run, how they run them. But Illini West, usually a good football community, a good football team. So it'll be interesting to see how that one boils down. So the Farmers will be kicking off from left to right here with a minute 56 left and a 10-point lead, trying to put this one away. See if we've got any final scores. Like always, your post-game scoreboard update is brought to you by Advanced Rehab and Sports Medicine in Canton. Call 649-1572 for a free injury screen. They fix sports injuries. Like I said, keeping an eye to that little cell of rain to our south that's trying to inch its way up here. There's a low line drive kick right into the hands of number 10. He shakes off a couple of tackles, and he's wrapped up at the 46. They send out the offense.
This is a pretty good field position this late in the ballgame.
Let's see here. One thing I want to highlight is Elmwood Brimfield going to Stark County, putting up 47 points. But one point in time, that was a running clock because they beat them by 41.
Right.
So something that you just wouldn't have expected.
Well, this looks like this weather could get a little nasty here in the next 30 minutes.
Going to air it out. And he's got a wide open receiver at the 11-yard line.
Just gave me an over.
A big 35-yard toss. He found his man, Jacob Jenkins. That's right. Don't get too excited, right?
Yep.
35-yard line right down the pipe. Brings up first and goal. Because they actually spot him just inside the 10. So it drops back. And it's intercepted. Fletcher's got it. And Fletcher gets down to the 20-yard line.
Double-checking, are there any flags? Because we had a possible late hit on the quarterback. Nope, they're bringing in the ball. So
Fletcher with the interception. So he's got the fumble return and the interception. That was unfortunate for Mercer County because his man was down, popped back up to grab it. Looked like he just slipped, and it bounced off of his hands right into Fletcher's.
Well, I didn't even see that because I was too busy watching Crow hit the quarterback. Crow hit him well. So it looked clean. It wasn't anything big. Hit him as he released the ball.
No timeouts left for Mercer County, so the Farmers should be able to come up to the line and then go ahead and put this one away. We will break down all the stats, local scores, all that good stuff. It's been a long night, kind of strange night as well to kick off the Prairie Land Conference season. And always on Friday nights on CD Country 107.9, you'll have that Prairie Land Conference game of the week. CDCountry107.9.com, on the radio, on our Listen Live app. There is always a way to find us and listen. If you aren't listening on a Friday night, you can find that country music throughout the week and weekend. Post-game show brought to you by Monocle's Pizza, home of the family pleaser. Dine in, carry out, or delivery. 647-1127. Monocle's, your perfect post-game stop, 135 North 5th Racing can. Minute 29 left. They come out on the field ready to put this one away. Talking to Coach Ballas before the game, said they're focused, they're ready to win. It's one of those things that he just hasn't had the luck to win that first game in all of his years here.
He's experienced a lot of bad luck, just bad breaks.
So finally getting that game one, week one victory will feel really nice, especially up here in Mercer County, who's had their number for the last three seasons, including the postseason in 2013. Hayden will take a knee, and that will take them to just around 40 seconds, and then there should be one more, and then that should put this one away. We'll take a quick break after this game comes to a close. You never know what will happen in tonight's ball game. Then we'll get you your post-game show, break down everything that happened, and get you set for your weekend, and then start looking forward to what's coming up next week. If you're looking at in the Prairie Land, we've got quite a few games that look pretty good that we might be heading to. One more snap here, about 54 seconds left. Next week, Havana versus North Fulton at Cuba. Stark County at Lewistown, which that might be a closer game than what we expected, but Stark County got pounded. And then Rushville at Farmington. Rushville's going to be a pretty good team this year. Those are three of the games that we've been eyeballing. We'll make that final decision based on what we saw tonight from all those teams, and then we'll let you know ASAP for next week. So that's what we're kind of looking forward to moving forward through the Prairie Land Conference Games of the Week. 30-20 here, 23 seconds left. And the Farmers will get their first victory of the season. Mercer County will move to 0-1, both trying to break that snap of 5-4. That's what they did last year. Five seconds left, and that one, folks, is in the books. Your final, 30-20, the Farmington Farmers victorious in Mercer County. We're going to take a quick 90-second timeout, come back for the post-game show, and get you on your way. Back in 90 seconds on CD Country 107.9 WCDD.
When you buy a vehicle, you want it all, right? Great deals and excellent service. Then go to Art Hosler Auto Plaza in Canton today. Hosler's offers the largest selection of new and pre-owned vehicles in the area. The professional and friendly sales and service staff will make sure you get it all when you purchase your vehicle at Hosler's. Customer satisfaction is number one, and they won't be undersold. Don't settle for less. Get it all. Visit Art Hosler Auto Plaza, 2000 North Main in Canton today.
Mums is the word this fall at Wyrock Forest in Lewistown. Don't miss their beautiful selection of hardy mums for your home or business. Choose from a variety of single and combo colors with decorative pots. Wyrock Florist is a full-service florist and greenhouse. Just call 547-2234 for the best selection and the best service in the area. Make Wyrock Florist your destination on the Spoon River Drive this year as well. Wyrock Florist in Lewistown, growing to serve you.
Lozier Oil in Farmington is a proud sponsor of area high school sports. Good luck to all participating student athletes and coaches. The staff at Lozier Oil are very proud of you. Lozier Oil supplies high-quality mobile lubricants to the trucking and farming industry. Their products keep your valuable machines running better year after year. Lozier Oil knows they need to earn your business every day. For service that can't be beat, call Lozier Oil today, 245-4846. That's 245-4846 for Lozier Oil Company in Farmington.
Welcome back, everybody, here in Aledo. A strange game to start our season, the Prairie Lands Conference. Prairie Lands Conference game of the week. 30-20, your final. Farmington Farmers 1-0, Mercer County, the loser tonight. Move to 0-1. Well, it really boils down to two halves. The Farmers slow at first, then lit it up. Then you had Mercer County starting to find its way in the third quarter and just ran out of steam. King gets injured in that fourth quarter. He never came back. The passing game couldn't light up and just struggled throughout the game to get consistency on either side, for that matter.
Yep, and you just keep looking at how many times each team was given a good opportunity to do something with the football and didn't take advantage of it. That really turns things around. So both teams make big mistakes. Neither team really took advantage of them.
Look at Fletcher had two turnover recoveries, an interception and a fumble. DeLitt gets a first touchdown for Mercer County make it 6-0. Then Kenny on 82 yards makes it 7-6. Johnson very good from field goal range. Fletcher on the 5-yard fumble return makes it 14-6. Marion gets it in from on a 60-yard drive and a 5-yard carry makes it 21-6. Then Carey punches in right before halftime, makes it 21-12. And then Johnson gets a three-yard field goal, 20-yard field goal. And then Kellogg scores from 42 yards. That makes it 24-20. Farmers start to sweat it a little bit. And then they put it away on a 36-yard Judd Anderson catch. Makes it 30-20. And then Fletcher ices it with that interception. Goofy all around tonight. Yep. Rain adding into it. We're going to have to walk to our vehicles. Actually, we'll be running to our vehicles in that. Botched kickoff, botched punt, breakdowns in the line, interceptions, fumbles. All over, messy on both sides of the ball. You see this week one, because
yeah.
You know you're going to, you probably work harder in week two practice than anything else the rest of the season.
Correct mistakes.
And a lot of things you don't know until game time, so you have plenty to work on. So the Farmington Farmers get that first win, makes it 30-20. A long game tonight, 3 hours of hard-fought, messy football, but the Farmers get that victory right off the bat. So a lot of fun, crazy stuff. Anything else you'd like to add?
You got to give some credit to these fans that sit out here in this nasty, nasty weather to watch their kids play some football.
Yeah, we're just hanging out here in the booth, so we got a good view of it. It's been fun. It's a good way to start CD Country 107.9 Prairieland Conference Game of the Week. Make sure you tune in on our station, check our Facebook page, go to our website, CD Country 107.9, find out what game you're going to be watching and listening to every Friday night for the next few weeks. Well, for Dale, Dakota, Nate back in the studio, for everybody that came out here tonight, 30-20 is your final. The Farmington Farmers get the victory. They go to 1-0, and they will be home next week against the Rushville Industry Rockets. For everybody at CD Country 107.9 and all of our listeners for the Prairieland Conference Game of the Week, we'll talk to you next week.
Your leaders in high school sports coverage, CD Country 107.9. Thank you for listening to this Prairieland Conference football broadcast. Broadcast sponsors include The Bistro 101, Dave May Edward Jones, Country Financial, Ray Rickenall and Walter Brown, Monica's Pizza, CJ's Hair and Nail Salon, State Farm Insurance Agent Chuck Taylor, Big Rack Steakhouse, Advanced Rehab and Sports Medicine, Mid-State Pet Cremations Incorporated, and Graham Health System. The following has been a Prairie Radio Communication Sports presentation on CD Country 107.9.